Looks like the Clippers may be sold to Steve Ballmer, the Microsoft CEO, for $2 billion. And the tag to this story is that Donald Sterling may not have a say-so because, according to some reports, and this is very vague, but experts have deemed him mentally incapacitated. And there's a clause in the Sterling Family Trust that says if that's the case, that Shelley Sterling, the wife, has complete say-so in the sale of the team. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I do know that we have a number for Donald Sterling, so why don't we give him a call and see what he thinks about this?
That's great.
Hello?
Yes, is Donald Sterling there?
Yes, he's here. Who is it talking?
We're the Musers on sports radio in Dallas, Fort Worth. Who is this? Is this V. Stiviano?
See?
So you're still in the mix?
It's me, V. Stiviano. You want Donald? You talk to Donald?
Yes, we'd like to talk to Donald.
Okay, but he's getting his sponge bath right now.
Well, can we talk to him?
You want a date? You want a date? I give you a date. Come on, big guy.
No.
Come on.
No.
He wants to love you. Come on. Do it once, no problem.
Oh, gross. Come on.
You want me to get you some juice?
No.
Come on, baby. Let me get you juice.
No, we'd like to talk to Donald Sterling.
Hold on a moment. Hold, please.
All right, we'll hold on a moment.
Hello?
Donald?
Yeah.
It's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Oh, who is the Musers on the ticket?
We do a sports talk show. We wondered if we could talk to you for a second.
Okay. Okay.
Well, what do you think of these latest reports that experts have declared you mentally unfit to participate in the sale of the team?
Mentally unfit? What does that mean? I don't understand. They say I'm mentally incapacitated?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, I don't know. That's what we're asking you. Why do you think they would say that?
I don't know. Am I insane just because I sometimes see a polka dotted dragon pouring soup down his pants? you tell me this.
That does sound a little crazy.
Does it make me crazy that I think baloney makes for a good winter coat? I don't think so. It's common sense.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're on your way out of the league now. What's your reaction to that?
How am I out of the league?
Well, it looks like the sale of the team is going to go through, and you're banned from the NBA.
I don't play in a band. And if the NBA wants me to sell the team, I'll sell the team.
You will? Okay.
Just not to a black.
Well, okay, now, this is what got you into trouble.
Why should I have to sell to a black? You tell me, why?
Well, you don't have to, but that shouldn't be a reason that you don't.
I refuse because there has to be some place for white people in the league.
Well,
am I wrong? I don't know.
Yes, I think you're wrong about that.
I think there's a place for everybody.
Can I say something on your radio program?
Sure, go ahead.
I wish to God that I had not gotten involved with that crossbreed V. Stiviano.
Okay, right. Now you're only making
it
worse.
Be careful how we talk about
it. I had no idea that she owned a recorder. How does a half-breed buy a recorder on half food stamps?
Well, all right.
I don't know.
Every phone has a recorder on it. It's not that unusual.
And you were giving her a lot of money.
Who is this?
It's the Musers, George and Craig.
Where?
In Dallas.
Okay, you guys accept Jerry Jones as an owner, and all of a sudden I'm crazy? That's insane.
All right, decent point there.
I just BM'd my pants.
Okay.
I don't care. I saw on your internet a picture of you three guys posing with Emmett Smith.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, he was in our studio
just a couple weeks ago.
I don't want you posting pictures of you posing with him.
Why?
I just don't. I came from a different era. I like juice.
Well, all right. Look, things like that shouldn't matter, and especially for us. What do you care about who we pose with?
Because of the culture. Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, plenty.
A lot.
He goes out and gives all those hookers AIDS, and all of a sudden, I'm a big jerk.
Well, well, you are a big jerk, and I don't know if that's an accurate way to describe Michael.
Okay, why didn't Mark Cuban get kicked out of the league when he did The Benefactor?
Well, maybe he should have been, but he wasn't.
If he can get away with that televised abortion, I ought to be able to get away with some tasteful minor racism.
Tasteful? I don't know if there is such a thing as tasteful racism.
Do me a favor. Don't bring those hardliners to my games.
Well, why not?
Okay, that's all I ask. What? You can be friends with them. You can sleep with them, but don't bring them to my game.
Well, we usually don't take the hard line to games, but we might.
I just did number three into my hands.
Oh, my God. Right. That's
maybe awful. We ought to let you go.
I have to go.
Okay.
I want my juice.
Okay. There goes Donald Sterling.
Maybe those experts are right.
He's not fit.